Of all the heads of companies that allow themselves to be intimidated by the militant homosexual campaign, it's doubly disappointing to see the caving of Chick-fil-A, one of the few large American companies that was proudly based on Christian principles. In this case, fillet is correct. Chick-fil-A has no spine. Earlier this month, a homosexual blog site complained that a Pennsylvania Chick-fil-A franchise location was providing food for a local biblical marriage seminar hosted by the Pennsylvania Family Institute, which strongly defends marriage as God intended it to be. This started a chain reaction in the blogosphere, which led on January 11th to the president of Chick-fil-A, Dan Cathy, posting a video on their Facebook page defending Chick-fil-A and assuring the world that Chick-fil-A cherishes all people, no matter who they are, and certainly those who come to eat at their restaurants. Chick-fil-A has long been a target of the anti-Christian homosexual movement and anti-Christians in general, so it's no surprise the militant homosexuals pounced on this. The local Pennsylvania Chick-fil-A store agreed to provide sandwiches and brownies for the Christian marriage seminar. That's it. The company's name originally appeared as a sponsor on the Pennsylvania Family Institute's website promoting the Family Life Seminar because Chick-fil-A is providing the food. But their name has since been removed as a sponsor, I suppose at Chick-fil-A's request, although they are still providing the food as agreed. The marriage seminar has nothing to do with homosexuality. It is intended for married couples and is about God's design for marriage and how to make the most of your marriage by following the Bible's precepts. According to the Pennsylvania Family Institute's webpage that advertises the event, quote, "From Family Life comes a new video-guided event where couples have the opportunity to look at their relationship in a whole new way, weaving instruction from respected pastors and Bible teachers together with compelling stories, humorous vignettes, man-on-the-street interviews, and more. The Art of Marriage will help couples apply what the Bible teaches about marriage in a powerful way. It's practical, funny, and straight to the heart," end quote. Well now, that seminar sounds like a terrible threat to radical homosexuals who are vainly attempting to redefine the definition of marriage. The truth actually is a threat to those who despise it. So, of course, Mr. Cathy's video statement did nothing to ease the flood of wails and screeches from the anti-Christian left. Homosexuals vowed boycotts, and a group of young liberals on campus at Indiana University South Bend went so far as to banish the weekly Wednesday sale of Chick-fil-A sandwiches on their campus. One senior IU student was quoted as saying, "Chick-fil-A is already known as a Christian organization, so I'm not really surprised that they would donate to an organization that's against homosexual values." Homosexual values? If ever there was a term which completely embodies the definition of oxymoron, then that is it. As the pressure from the radical homosexuals and their fellow leftist travelers mounted, this past Saturday, Dan Cathy released a second, this time written, statement. In it, he denies the claims that Chick-fil-A is anti-homosexual. Among other things, Mr. Cathy said, quote, "Recently, there have been some misleading stories about Chick-fil-A in the media and on the internet. As a result, I feel strongly about the need to clarify some things. In recent weeks, we have been accused of being anti-gay. We have no agenda against anyone. At the heart and soul of our company, we are a family business that serves and values all people, regardless of their beliefs or opinions. We seek to treat everyone with honor, dignity, and respect, and believe in the importance of loving your neighbor as yourself. We also believe in the need for civility in dialogue with others who may have different beliefs. While my family and I believe in the biblical definition of marriage, we love and respect anyone who disagrees," end quote. Okay, so far so good. He goes on to detail Chick-fil-A's long history of charitable giving and strong support for marriage and families. He reiterates the foundation of Chick-fil-A's corporate purpose, which is, quote, "to glorify God by being a faithful steward of all that is entrusted to us and to have a positive influence on all who come in contact with Chick-fil-A," end quote. Immediately after saying that, Mr. Cathy goes on to make this head-scratch-inducing statement, quote, "As a result, we will not champion any political agendas on marriage and family. This decision has been made, and we understand the importance of it. At the same time, we will continue to offer resources to strengthen marriages and families. To do anything different would be inconsistent with our purpose and belief in biblical principles," end quote. So, basically, he's saying, we will not support marriage and families, and we will support marriage and families. How exactly does that work? We will, and we won't. That reminds me of what Jesus said in Revelation to the church at Laodicea. "I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I would rather you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spit you out of my mouth. Those of us on the Christian right are starving, starving for people in prominent positions who profess to be Christians to stand up and boldly proclaim their unwavering support for the truth of God's Word. I understand that it's a difficult position in which business leaders like Mr. Cathy find themselves, but there comes a point where we must stand for the truth, or we will be overrun by the lie. It will be said that this is a practical money matter. Mr. Cathy does not want Chick-fil-A's bottom line to be damaged by this bad press. In reality, which is worse? To compromise your principles in an attempt to appease the unappeasable, or to stand firm on what you know to be true, even if it means you may lose some dollars in the till? I say that those who compromise and try to appease evil will end up worse for it. Just imagine how the Lord would support and bless Chick-fil-A's business if Mr. Cathy would stand strong and without hesitation, in the face of the rabid screaming of the militant homosexuals, pronounce that while Chick-fil-A treats all its customers with dignity and respect, it still remains that homosexuality is wrong. It's against God's design for mankind, and there can be no such thing as homosexual marriage. I would think it would be more likely that Chick-fil-A would be blessed with an increase in sales because the Lord props up those who stand by His word. Instead, Mr. Cathy says that just because one of his franchisees provides support for a seminar about God's design for marriage does not mean that Chick-fil-A supports the message of the seminar. How can he say that when Chick-fil-A's whole foundation is supposedly built on the desire to glorify God and to provide strong support for marriage and families? In his video message, Mr. Cathy said, quote, "Providing food to these events or any event is not an endorsement of the mission, political stance, or motives of this or any other organization. Any suggestion otherwise is just inaccurate," end quote. Purely from a business standpoint, that is certainly true. Many companies provide catering to all manner of events, and the providing of food for an event does not necessarily equal endorsement of the message of the event. But my point here is that in this case, the Christian marriage seminar is exactly in line with Chick-fil-A's mission statement. So why would Mr. Cathy appear to be as waffly as a box of his signature French fries? It seems that Mr. Cathy has placed his worldly business interests over his Christian principles. And I'm not saying this to condemn Mr. Cathy, by no means, but to point out how critical it is that we do not give in to fear in the face of evil. I understand that Mr. Cathy had a very hard decision to make, and I believe he sincerely cares for all people, no matter who or what they may be. It is never easy to stand up and confidently proclaim truth to a world that despises the truth with a vicious passion. Mr. Cathy could have been a hero for righteousness this week, but he chose to sit this one out. There will no doubt be even harder tests for him yet to come. Yes, and even for all of us who stand on the Word of God. If Christians don't aggressively fight the war against the militant homosexual onslaught of our culture, then a day will soon come when none of us, including Mr. Cathy, will be allowed to speak out with the truth, because speaking the truth will be illegal. Don't think for a minute that it can't happen here. I'm Gina Miller.